Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right. Everybody, put your gaming console down because maybe you're not playing the right game. Dave Greenway is on the line to tell us about all the latest in the world of gaming. Greenway, what's happening?
Swaggy up, bro.
And a swaggy down. Then you swaggy all around. I like it. It's catching on. This is good. I'm going to spread my gospel everywhere I possibly can.
There we go. That's how you make religions work.
All right. We are talking. Just cutting on to what you're saying now. I'm excited, bro.
So glad.
I'm starting.
Have you been drinking already?
I'm starting a new movement. It's Friday. My head is like in a million and one different places. Okay, but it is in this place right now. We have to talk about this. What's happening at these American high schools?
Okay, so American high schools obviously are trying to teach kids stuff that happens even outside of America because, you know, there's that permanent joke that Americans don't know anything that happens outside the country. Basically, they're going to be using a game called Civilization 5. We're almost on Civilization 6. Actually, very shortly, we'll have that game. But they're going to be using it. It's like a full simulation game where you build cities, and then you have to start using like diplomacy and politics and understanding how social behavior works so that you can have relationships with other countries and understanding economics and technology and building things and understanding how cities run. And they're going to start using this to teach kids how, you know, politics actually works. And it's going to be part of the school curriculum in some high schools in America. So they've created something called Civilization EDU, which obviously stands for education. And I think it's one of the coolest things ever. I mean, I'd much rather have taken this than taken history. You know, like, dude, go play a video game for 10 hours and write a report on it. I'd be up for that.
It is pretty cool. I'm just wondering what the interface of something like this would look like.
So it's going to look pretty much exactly like the regular game. You're going to get some sort of task that you have to complete, you know, either negotiating. So what they're probably going to do is give you like some sort of historical landmark or historical thing that happened, and you're going to have to try and negotiate it the same way and see what the sort of nuances were around it. So, you know, like negotiating peace or negotiating a trade agreement or something like that. And you'll have obviously things to accomplish, and if you accomplish them, you'll get high marks, which is, you know, what every gamer really wants. Hopefully they have achievements and you can unlock them and pin them on your jersey.
Do you think they're going to turn the whole educational system into a game at some point? I mean, it's an effective way of communicating stuff. Where are we at with that?
I think there's a lot of places we could gamify education. I still think there's a lot of stuff that we have to do slightly boringly, but there's definitely a lot of place to gamify education. And we have a lot of space to make it more, I think, audiovisual, places like the Khan Academy and things like that, where you go on and you're basically watching YouTube videos and live examples instead of just reading a textbook. I think we're getting there more and more, and soon we've got virtual reality. So instead of you know, a school trip to a museum, they're just going to dial you in with your virtual reality headset, and you'll be in the museum looking around with the teacher talking to you.
What a life. All right, before we get that happening, though, we have to just spend loads of money on this Steam summer sale, right?
Yeah, so I'm actually, while I'm talking to you, I am currently logged into Steam at the moment, trying not to spend all of my salary, which came in today. So Steam summer sale is on at the moment until the 4th of July, American Independence Day, at 10 a.m. Pacific time in the States. And there's games, like a massive array of games at huge discounts, anything up to like 80% off of games. So listen, if you want to go and spend money and you need to pick up some video games, this is definitely the time to do it. Just be careful. Like, have a buddy system where, you know, someone checks up on you and makes sure you haven't spent everything. Because it could happen. It's really easy.
Get a buddy system. Well, listen, I hope you're buying the right things because you've got a piece here about MSI and Asus, however you say it. Cheating the system a little bit in terms of how they're getting good reviews on games and, you know, graphics cards and all of that.
Yeah, so there's a little thing that broke a couple of weeks ago that people were looking at the benchmarks that hardware reviewers had put up for the graphics cards that they'd been reviewing, and then they were looking at the same benchmarks that they were running on the exact same cards, and their scores were coming up lower. And they were basically wondering, you know, like, are these manufacturers shipping out overclocked boards with higher specs to the guys that are doing the reviewing, so that if you're the simple consumer, you just run out there and go, okay, rad, let me go and buy the one with the best specs. And obviously, you know, you'll find one that really doesn't have the best specs, but you'll buy it anyway. Turns out, according to Asus and MSI, what they have been doing is shipping it with the overclock mode that any consumer can use. There's like a little piece of software. I can actually verify this. I have an Asus, I have an MSI graphics card, and there is a little application you can download where you click the overclock button and it does make everything faster. What they're doing is they're shipping these cards to reviewers with that enabled already. So it's the fastest the card can go without doing anything that the consumer won't get. So you can get these speeds as a consumer. They're just shipping it. That's what they say at the moment. So that's what Asus and MSI are saying. I don't know if we believe them, but listen, either way, if you're going to be buying something like a GTX 1080 or a GTX 1070, the small percentage points of like difference between the regular benchmarks and the review benchmarks, just shut up and buy the card. They're fantastic. They're amazing at the moment.
And then let's wrap it up with this. The latest coming out of the Microsoft camp, they haven't even released this and they're already withdrawing it. What's going on here with this Xbox One X S?
Okay. So the Xbox One S was announced last week at E3. And basically what it is a slimmed down version of the current Xbox that's capable of playing games at 4K, so ultra-high definition resolution, and it's also capable of doing something called HDR graphics, which some of the TVs are now, like newer TVs are shipping with, which is basically just high dynamic range. It basically means it gives you more of a color gamut out of a boring image, blah, 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 etc., fancy tech talk. It's just stuff that they're trying to sell you TVs with. But the Xbox One S can use that stuff. So unless you have like a super fancy TV, there's no reason to sell your old Xbox One. If you do, you can get one of these. The problem is they also announced something called Project Scorpio, which will be shipping next year, which is a much more powerful Xbox One, and it'll be able to do virtual reality and a whole bunch of other cool things. And so if you're the kind of person that hasn't bought an Xbox yet, why are you going to buy an Xbox One S? Or why are you going to upgrade your current Xbox to that when you could just buy an Xbox, you know, a Scorpio in under a year's time? So it's actually something called the Osborne effect. There's a computer company back in, I think, the 80s called the Osborne Computer Corporation, and they basically, like, they announced a new computer and then announced one, like, that would be coming very short, you know, like, coming in the next couple of months that would be $400 less. And basically, the company went bankrupt because they sold none of their current computer because everyone was waiting for the next computer. And in the meantime, the current, like, the whole company went bankrupt. So we're hoping it doesn't happen to Microsoft. But hey, listen, they make, you know, billions of dollars off of people who like Microsoft Office and Windows and stuff like that. So I don't think they're going anywhere, but it'll be interesting to see how many Xbox One S's they sell, because I think they've kind of shafted themselves.
Yeah, I don't know how that wouldn't be more thought out at such a massive corporation.
Yeah, you know, you'd think someone that makes literally, like, Microsoft is not a small company. When people say Microsoft is dying, you can say they're full of shit. Literally, Microsoft measures successful business units. So, like, they divide their business up into different things. So, like, the guys who do Office, the guys who do Azure, the guys who do Salesforce, like, not Salesforce, their rival, can't remember what it is. Anyway, each business division gets divided up, and you're successful when your business division makes $1 billion. There are currently 13 divisions at Microsoft, that's 1-3, that make more than $1 billion in revenue a year. Microsoft is fine. They have money. So they might have screwed the pooch with this, but I think they're still fine. They'll do good. And buy an Xbox. It's really cool. Unless you have a PS4, in which case, carry on with your PS4. I have both. And a gaming PC. I love spending money on games. That's why I'm on the Steam sale now.
Yeah, good luck with that, Green Ray. Just remember, you need to still get through the next 30 days, right? So just keep some money aside. Yeah, what's food?
I'll lose weight and I'll have games. It'll be amazing.
All right, listen, thank you so much for weighing in. That there is all the latest gaming news with Dave Greenway. Greenway, thanks so much.
Dude, have a good one.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters. At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
Kelman on cliffcentral.com.